The publishing industry has long turned its nose up at self-published books, vanity projects that couldn't make it in the big leagues. But the internet and e-books have given self-publishing a little more respect. Plus, here and there, a self-published book has turned into such a success story that no one in the book business can ignore it. The Lace Reader, a new novel by Brunonia Berry, is such a book. NPR's Lynn Neary has the story behind the story.
The Lace Reader is full of the kind of plot twist that readers love to dissect. Its heroine, Towner Whitney, comes from a family of strong women who are able to read the future in delicate works of lace. This psychic practice is, of course, a fiction, a product of the imagination of author Brunonia Berry.
Well, I believe that I dreamed it up, actually. I had a dream that I saw a future event in a piece of lace, and it came true the next day.
If Berry had been able to see the future of her first novel, she probably wouldn't have believed it. In fact, Berry says, if it weren't for her husband Gary Ward, the book might still be sitting in a drawer. He believed in the book, and he believed they could publish it themselves. Unlike some authors who try self-publishing, Berry and her husband had their own business, which served as a base for the venture.
Gary and I were publishers of software. We had a games company, and we thought, we can do this. We're already publishers. And it's kind of a laugh now because you run into so many different things you never anticipated.
Yeah, we were emboldened by our ignorance. We've learned an awful lot, but we knew just enough to get going, but not too much to stop us.
Berry and Ward began by thinking local. The Lace Reader is set in Salem, Massachusetts, where they now make their home. This picturesque seaside town steeped in history plays a major role in the story. They knew people in the area would be intrigued by that, so they began asking the advice of local bookstores.
We actually started with book clubs, which was kind of an interesting thing. We went to a few of the independent bookstores and asked them to give us recommendations of book clubs who would be interested to read a beginning writer, a fledgling writer. And the first two book clubs got just straight pages of the book.
In a box. We didn't have any, you know, real printed books
That's
yet.
That's right.
It was very smart. It's very revolutionary. I've never myself known an author to come in and give me an early draft of the book and say, I really want to know what you think.
Hillary Emerson Lay is manager of the Spirit of 76 bookstore in Marblehead, Massachusetts. She says Berry was genuinely interested in hearing how people reacted to the book. It was flattering, says Lay, and it generated a lot of interest. Book clubs have the power to make a book these days, says Lay, and The Lace Reader is made for book clubs.
It's one of those books that you finish, and you have to turn around to someone who's read the book and talk to them about it. It has a very compelling ending that I can't really talk about, but it's something that you finish, and it makes you reevaluate the whole book when you come to the end of it. So you're dying to talk to someone else who's read it.
Eventually, Berry and Ward printed 2,000 copies of The Lace Reader. Word of mouth began spreading to book clubs around the country, and local bookstores talked it up. Booksellers also helped Berry and Ward make important contacts in the publishing world, which led them to a publicist who got the book to the influential Publishers Weekly. The Lace Reader got a starred review in PW, and the larger world of publishing and film took notice. Rebecca Oliver, a literary agent with Endeavor Talent Agency, got a copy of the book.
I started reading it at my desk, and I think that, especially in book publishing, the thought of self-published, there's sort of a whole idea of what self-published means, in that the author has probably tried to sell the book previously to New York publishers, and they're selling it out of the trunk of their car now. And you assume that there's a certain quality, unfortunately, to that work. And when I started reading it, it was so clear that this book was different.
Oliver became Brunonia Berry's agent and put the book out for auction last fall. Before the bidding even got off the ground, Oliver turned down a seven-figure offer, an offer Berry was ready to take.
The first bid came in, and Gary and I said, yes, we'll take it. This is great. And she said, I don't think so. So sit down and wait.
Oliver was convinced the book could bring in a higher bid.
You don't do something like that lightly, but I think at that point it was apparent that the people who were reading this book were falling in love with it, and it just felt like we've got to see it through to the end.
In the end, three major publishing houses were bidding on the book, and Brunonia Berry was able to choose the one she liked best. She signed with William Morrow, an imprint of HarperCollins, for a deal that is reportedly worth more than $2 million.
I don't think we still have realized what has happened. It's kind of pinch me, wake me up, but don't wake me up because I must be dreaming.
I remember walking around the living room when we heard the final number, just putting my hand on my forehead, sort of stumbling around saying, what just happened to us? I mean, it was just incredible.
In addition to the original deal, the rights to the book have also been sold in more than 20 countries, and there's interest in making a film. Barry says the whole experience is a fantasy come true. But Ward cautions their experience with self-publishing isn't typical. Some of the old prejudices are fading, he says, but it's still a tough road.
The process is a little bit more democratic today. You do have the opportunity to take a book that you can have edited and you can have print and take it into the marketplace and show that there's interest in the topic. But it's awfully, awfully competitive. And I just wouldn't want anybody to spend their life savings or anything like that, you know, saying, I'm going to get the Lace Reader type deal.
Luck says Ward played a big role in their success. And just like a delicate piece of lace, the whole thing could have unraveled if even one thread was out of place. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You can read an excerpt from Brunonia Berry's self-published novel, The Lace Reader, at npr.org.